We just saw that report from Rupert Clinton-Hayes with these live military exercises off the coast of Guam. Are we now seeing the full might of America's so-called Asia pivot policy?
Good morning. I do believe we are. A lot of things are taking place currently. We saw the USS Carl Vinson also there with the George Washington in terms of carrier strike group. That was recently through Singapore. We've had a number of engagements in the region. The U.S. Army is executing what's called Pacific Pathways. This is a newer concept we had. U.S. Army soldiers from Washington State, they were training in Indonesia. They went up to Malaysia. They're going to do an exercise in Japan. So I think we are seeing this. Still a bit more of it coming online. We're about halfway to the 2,500 Marines that are going to be stationed in rotational presence through Darwin. That's still ongoing. But we are seeing it, and presence is very important. You see that.
Indeed, presence is very important, and the commitment of U.S. President Barack Obama. Recently, the Obama administration shifted in policy since the end of the Vietnam War to begin selling Vietnam limited amounts of lethal arms.
This is dramatic. It's amazing to think 1975 at the end of that war was not that long ago. So we have seen a tremendous movement in that direction. I think we still have a long way to go, and obviously Vietnam has a multitude of concerns, but this is a significant step forward.